Well, hello, everybody. This is Christine Fraser, the founder of Inner Glow Nutrition. And I am so excited because I am here to share with you the who, what, why, and how of juicing, juice cleansing, adding juices to your diet. What is this whole hype all about and how to do this properly and look at how it can benefit your life. I'm really excited. So I've been coaching juice cleanses for the past few years, and I have been an avid juicer for over a decade now. I've personally gone through up to 10 days of full juicing and 14 days where I did a modified, which I'll explain in a minute. But I want to share with you a lot of really important information because this is a very important topic. There is a lot of hype and talk about juice cleanses that I want to get to the bottom of and give you some resources so that you can do it safe and effectively and actually understand what is going on in your body and what to expect. So let's start with what is juicing? What is the purpose of juicing? The whole idea of juicing, juice cleansing, or what I call juice feasting, I really prefer to call it juice feasting over juice fasting just for the mindset of the word fasting sounds like a starvation diet or some sort. So the term juice feasting, I think, is more appealing. Basically, what this is a 21st century version of fasting. So it's something that's been practiced for thousands of years. It's refraining from food for several for a period of time. And truly, every single day, everybody fasts. Every single night when you're refraining from eating food, that is, in essence, fasting. So every day we wake up and we have our first meal a day is actually called break fast or breakfast. So a lot of times people will have, you know, in different weight loss situations or whatnot, they say to stop eating after seven. Well, that's increasing, or sorry, yes, don't eat after seven and things like that. Because what's happening is you're increasing your fasting time. And what happens when your body fasts or it's refraining from digesting foods is you'll actually get, you actually allow your immune system to kick in. So your body's digestive system works synergistically with its immune system. So oftentimes when we're sick, or mostly when you see this in the wild, animals in the wild, if they get sick, they actually will refrain from eating naturally. They will go on a natural fast, and sometimes several days where they don't actually consume any foods whatsoever. And you'll notice this when you're a kid, or even as an adult, when you lose your appetite when you get sick. And that's sort of your body's natural reaction to want to give your digestive system a break and your immune system to kick in and actually clean out what's going on inside of you. So it's a great tool to use when you're feeling sick or run down or sluggish. And typically our society is really full of excess, right? We have excess foods in our diet. We have excess toxins all around us. And it's really important to keep ourselves in check. Also, addictive behaviors, things like sugar cravings and overeating, overindulgences can really be remediated through something like a juice feast. But it's important to know how to do this properly. So this is not a weight loss gimmick. This is an actual practice of dietary shifting. So the whole purpose of doing a juice feast too is to give yourself this break in order to go through a transition in your body and in your mind and in your spirit to just come back to that space of stillness, come back to that space where you're removing food from the equation. So a lot of emotional eating behaviors can be, will surface. And that's where some people can go through some emotional discharge during a juice feast and things like that. But, the ultimate goal is to then shift your taste buds in a way that you will gravitate towards more healthful foods and nourishing foods. And that's what most people will experience after 2 or 3 days. Usually 3 days is a nice kickstarter time. And, you know, if you've never juiced before, or even just a 24-hour period to just get your body used to having the juice within you. The ultimate goal is to get to a place where you feel like you are now in a transitionary phase that you are going to start to incorporate more healthful, whole, natural foods, a lot more plant-based foods. So who is this for? Who is juicing for? Juicing is for people who are typically feeling overwhelmed with maybe too much food, excess, a lot of people who have addictive behaviors. It's really good as a tool for, you know, the average individual to that's just generally exposed to toxins, you know. And what are toxins? We are constantly producing toxins in our body with just metabolic wastes from exercise and movement. And then we're obviously exposed to a lot of herbicides and pesticides and preservatives and all these things in our food supply. Of course, then there's alcohol and smoking and other things as well. And even allergenic foods have an effect on our bodies that need some cleansing, I guess we could say. So anybody who feels like they have sort of low energy, wanting to make a shift in their dietary habits, if they are struggling from sugar addiction, juicing is probably a really good solution for that. It also helps people with lack of motivation. You know, if you're looking for some inspiration, this is what it's been practiced for centuries as a spiritual connection tool to reconnect. And it's also helps you become more inwardly attuned when you are removing food for several days. It's a beautiful practice to experience, and it should be really treated with respect as you go through a juice cleanse. So people who should not juice cleanse are people who are pregnant or breastfeeding, or if you're underweight. If you don't have a lot of weight to shed, per se, it's important to, you can be monitored. It's important to check with your doctor always if you have any questions around that, but seek out a naturopathic doctor or whatnot, because you don't want to release toxins, obviously, into the bloodstream or into your breast milk or things like that for lactating women. Now, choosing how long to juice for. When you are first starting out, it's really important to think about your own intuition around the subject and how long you feel comfortable going for. If you have a lot of weight to shed and are really looking for a significant shift in your life, going 5 to 7 days is a pretty profound experience and really transformational. And I do recommend you having a coach to go through something of that length. Most people can do 1 up to 3 days on their own. It's good to have support from your friends and family to do this, and make sure in that transition time that you're getting your fridge stocked with lots of fruits and vegetables, lots of big salads and things like that, so that when you come out of your juice cleanse that you have fresh food to gravitate towards. So anywhere from, like I say, 24-hour period, 5 days, 3 days, 5 days, or 7 days are kind of a nice numbers to choose from. Now, understanding a few things that I want to explain that you can experience during your juice cleanse. A lot of people are always asking, will I be hungry, and what to expect during your juice cleanse. Yes, it is possible to be hungry, and that's where the word feasting is so much more important to focus on than fasting. When you're doing a juice feast, I want you to think of it like you can have as much juice as you want. There is a lot of caloric intake in juice, so it's not like you are going to be starving yourself. Your body can go several days without the food. You have to be mindful of things like protein. There is protein, amino acids, in the produce that you're juicing, so you will be sustained somewhat. And the other piece of the hungry puzzle is to not be fearful of adding a bit of supplementation. And what I really recommend is a product called TriPow Greens, TriPow. It's a spirulina chlorella blend that is a really high protein and chlorophyll rich supplement that you can take 1 to 2, if not 3 or 4 tablespoons per day if you're feeling hungry. And that gives you that extra sustenance and that full feeling, so that you don't feel like you're starving. You can also have as much herbal teas as you'd like, as much water as you'd like. And it's important to drink more than you even think, so that you don't get to that crossroads of feeling really hungry. Can you exercise is another great question. You can exercise, and it's encouraged to do some sort of movement, especially something like yoga, something that's going to stimulate your lymphatic system. so that you can clear out some of these toxins in your body. And doing things like infrared sauna, you know, if you choose to work out and have stronger workouts during the juicing, it's important to be mindful and allow yourself, make sure you're having extra juice, A, and also allow yourself the time to rest and relax and recharge if need be, because it's one of those things that it's more important that you feel good than force yourself to exercise. So if you're feeling sluggish and tired, you know, it's important to rest when you can. Take the naps if you can. Take baths if you would like. You know, all these types of things, really, really important. The other thing is a really important factor, too, that most people never really look at is enemas. I call it the E word. Because as you're releasing a lot of toxins, your bowels can actually become, if you're not purging properly, your bowels can actually become over toxic. So you want to, if you're not going to do enemas, and that's a whole other topic, and that's where when you get into longer ones, it's important to have a juicing coach, then you can supplement with a product that's called Health Force Naturals. I really recommend. It's they have an intestinal drawing formula and an intestinal movement formula. And if you can't find these products locally, they're in Red Deer. They're found at Pure Earth Organics. In Edmonton, they are found at places like Nourish. So Nourish Conscious Eatery. So look for Health Force Naturals. Otherwise, you can, or Urban Organics even, in Sherwood Park carry them. Anyways, they have... They contain zeolites, which are known to pull toxins from the intestinal tract and just help push things along so that you don't get over toxified. Now, other things that help with your cleansing experience with juicing are things like skin brushing, you know, meditation, also going for walks in nature, having as much time to yourself to really reflect. It's a really strong time to find clarity and in life decisions. And that's the other benefit of juice cleansing is a lot of people are struggling with what to do with themselves or what to do with their lives, and juice cleansing can really help you sort of tune into your own intuition. So I hope a lot of this helps you. There is, you know, when you're choosing your juicing company, I think it's important that you look for a few key factors. One is organic. You're trying to clean out a lot of the pesticides and things that are in the produce already. So it's important that you find a juicing company that's a concentration of organic produce, not pesticide-rich produce. And as much greens as possible. So the thing about juicing as well is you can find a lot of these companies that are really high in sugar. And, you know, this might be beneficial for some people that are highly active, and it's an additional sort of sports drink in a sense. You know, for extra fuel. But when you're doing a cleanse, you want to really look for more alkaline forming juices, which is the more greens. So you want to look at maybe a cucumber celery base with things like kale, Swiss chard, and those dark leafy greens, digestive aids like lemon and ginger, or even cayenne, you know, any of these types of things like turmeric. You might hear of different spices in there for aided digestive benefit. But again, you're trying to break this addictive sugar behavior, and we already, I think, struggle in our society with too much sugars in our food, and that creates an unhealthy environment in our gut, and you know, and that really it causes a strong imbalance in our intestinal health. So I think it's important that you find something that's high in greens. I usually start out people with 4 to 5 liters of juice a day. And, you know, and the sky's the limit. So go drink as much or as little as you feel you need. I think, you can get by. I tend to get by on 3 liters some days. But I prefer, most people starting out to do 4 to 5 liters. So, I hope this helps support some of your choices around juicing. And I am absolutely here to support you. We have the Get Your Glow Challenge, which walks you through in more detail full recipes and outlines of doing your juice cleanse with ongoing coaching support around what to do after with meal plans, full shopping list meal plans, and staying in that positive mindset and looking at why you want to be healthy in the first place. So I invite you all to check out innerglownutrition.com, and hopefully I'll be able to support you in some way. I look forward to hearing from you, and happy juicing. Please take all this information as just information only. I'm not here to prescribe or, help anybody with any certain ailments. I want you to go see your doctors if you have specific medical situations. Anyways, that being said, thank you all for listening and happy juicing. I wish you all the best and look forward to hearing from you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.